This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hi, to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about love bombing. What is love bombing? We're talking about how love bombing originated. And we're talking about love bombing and how love bombing and love are two different things. Okay, so we're going to be having some fun today. Many of you are not even sure probably what love bombing is, which is totally cool because we're going to explain that today. We're going to explain exactly how to know what it is and how to know if you are being... gets mistaken for love all the time. Love bombing gets mistaken for love all the time. We think that when we're being love bombed, we think we're in the most amazing relationship we've ever been in. Like, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing relationship. This person loves me and they care about me and this is the best love I've ever experienced. And what's happening though is that they're giving you all this attention. They're showering you with attention. They're getting you things, they're buying you things that are really out of proportion for the time that you've known each other, which is interesting. You know, big gifts, extravagant trips, those types of things. But also, they're making you believe that you are their soulmate. They're making you believe that you are possibly twin flames with this person. And so you begin to really feel comfortable with them and feel as though they are connected to you, that you've known each other before. So it gets really, really, really interesting. You feel really pressured to jump in head first into this relationship, and a lot of times, more often than not, you want to slow it down, but they want to take it to the next level and speed it up. Let's move in. Let's get married. Let's have kids. Let's do this. And all this future talk. And it sounds really good. And more often than not, the love bombing process really starts quickly. There's this amazing whisked away whirlwind romance that you hear people talk about. It was this whirlwind romance. They lifted me off my feet. It was insane. I loved it. It was like all the attention and the love and everything that I wanted and the gifts and the roses and the this and the that. And it's like amazing. It's like that romance that, you know, we thought about when we were probably kids about how we would look, but it's not necessarily real. It's interesting because love bombing goes back to when they talk about like tactics on cults, like religious cults. I don't know if many of you are kind of privy to that information, but you know, religious cults and some, you know, different types of religions today use love bombing as a tactic to get their people in, right? So, you know, a lot of times when people are looking for, when they're looking for answers, and they're looking for these answers, they're normally looking for answers from a group or organization. And when they do that, they're looking for a family because they haven't had the family dynamic. They haven't had that connection. And so when they come into this group and it's very intense and everybody's smiling and everybody's going to be the new family, that can really get some recruits in. You know, as well as this tactic of love bombing has been used with cults, pimps, and gang members for a long time to keep folks in. You know, we love you, you're one of us, you know, and then it flip-flops. Because the thing about love bombing is that this is all a honeymoon stage, and eventually this is all going to change. So the difference between love and love bombing, we're going to be talking about that through the show, is that there's a big difference because we go through a process of an idealization phase. We go through a process of devaluation. We go through a process of discard. And then we rinse and repeat. And we're going to talk about that later on. But I just want to give you a little preview into where we're going on today's show. Because a lot of times people don't realize what they're getting into. They don't see the red flags until it's too late. They don't see the red flags until they've given up way too much information about themselves. And they've actually exposed themselves. You know, one of the interesting things that I find when we're talking about love bombing is that when you're being love bombed, many times we fall for it because we haven't had the attention we want. We haven't been connected. We haven't had the relationship we want. Many folks fall for it when they've been previously divorced or jilted in a relationship or a series of really toxic relationships or series of relationships that haven't worked. And so in the love bombing process, when somebody's doing that, you begin to feel really ultra connected to that person. And it feels like this is what I've been looking for my entire life. And I think many of you that are listening to the show right now on USA Radio Network know that when you're in that feeling and you're feeling that, you tell that person a lot of things about you that you wouldn't tell anyone else. You divulge information that you would never tell anybody else. And that's something that I really want you to think about, because in that situation when you're being love bombed, you know, they might ask you a question about your past or your past relationship or something that happened in your past that you're not really happy about. Something that you might have been trying to sweep under the rug for a very long time. Something that you would never tell anybody, that you would take to the grave. And those are the things that they will pry out of you, and you don't even know that it's happening because you trust this person so much, because they apparently love you more than anybody else has ever loved you. They treat you better than anybody else has ever treated you. They understand you, and I'm using air quotes right now. If you're watching online, you see that. They understand you. They might even be connected to you as a twin flame. Okay. And you buy into it. And so you share a lot of information that you wouldn't share otherwise. Now, you know, it's interesting because when we're going to talk about this, Reggie's going to be talking a little bit about his perspective in just a few moments, because it's interesting from different perspectives the way that we have experienced love bombing. And I'll tell you one thing right off the bat. Most of us that have experienced love bombing never knew what it was. Okay, most of the time when we experience love bombing, even if we experience love bombing from even a possible friend, right? Even from somebody we work with, and it's not just restricted to a romantic relationship here. Okay, and it's weird because it'll go from being like, wow, I was like their favorite, to man, I don't even get talked to anymore. I don't even get a text. But at one moment, you know, I was all the rage, and now I guess I'm zero in their eyes. And I think that a lot of times it happens and we don't even realize it, because we don't even think that it happens outside of romantic relationships. But think about, you know, how this all started and how this began was not based on romantic relationships. The concept of love bombing came from cults, came from religious cults. And it was a group love bombing, right? It's a group thing. It's a group thought. And so that group comes together and begins to try to court an individual or making an individual feel welcome or whatever in order to eventually get what they want from that person, or to get them involved, or to get them to feel as though they're indebted to that group for their happiness, for their health and their happiness. And that's something that you really want to think about, is that that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about the idealization, the devaluation, the discard phase, and how it repeats over and over and over again. Joining me here in studio on USA Radio Network, Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the author of Anatomy of a Patient. It's his most recent book, and it's available on Amazon Prime as well as on ReggieHarvey.net. He's also the survivor of a near-death illness, which gives him a very unique perspective when we're talking about these different issues. You see, we all have to come from different perspectives to offer our perspective so that we can group understand the situation from different points of light. He's also a good friend of mine, and he is in studio. Reggie, so, you know, we were talking right before the show about love bombing. What's your perspective on love bombing?
Well, actually, I'm glad that we're talking about this today, because I'm learning something that I never had a label for. I didn't understand the social mechanism of love bombing, even though I've observed it. And I've always been a little bit confused about human behavior because of not having a label for it. But now I understand that this is a tactic, almost, that it can be employed, as you say, not only just in a romantic relationship or personal relationships, but even in work and business relationships. And it's all rooted, I believe, in narcissism of the perpetrator. And that's the I think people fall victim to that because of a lack of self-esteem, or even if they do have a healthy self-esteem, they are still looking for public validation or verification from either an individual or from some sort of political or social group. Now, fortunately, you mentioned when you introduced the topic that if you have a strong family dynamic, you tend not to be as susceptible.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in a strong family dynamic. So I wasn't really prey to it, even though I didn't understand that people were actually using it as a manipulation technique. And I realized that my automatic defenses against it were based in communication styles. We volunteer a lot of information to people.
We do.
I don't know if it's just because we want to share our story to get them to connect to us. I don't really understand why we do it. But I learned from my father not to volunteer information. And people ask questions assuming that you are. I just had that experience yesterday where someone asked me if I were originally from Dallas. And immediately I knew what the subscript was. And I decided to just simply answer the question that he asked. No. But I didn't tell him where I was from. I thought, the onus is on you to ask the right question. I don't have to start volunteering a bunch of information to keep this conversation going. If you want to know, and it's legitimate for you to ask, what is it Morley Safer said? There's no such thing as an indiscreet question. There are only indiscreet answers.
Mm-hmm.
And telling me that it's none of my business is perfectly fine. So I subscribe to that philosophy, and it's kept me out of a lot of trouble, even though I didn't understand why people were behaving the way they were or why they were approaching me in conversation the way they were. I just chose not to buy into it. So I'm really glad we can explore this conversation today.
Well, we were trying to be talking more about that because I'm interested in that perspective, Reggie, because you're coming from such an amazing, you know, when we look at different levels of life, when we look at where we are in different places in life, that's the reason why this show is called Perspectives. Everybody has their perspective, and we can understand and we can get knowledge and we can really grow from that perspective and really be able to see things in a wide range and completely when we're looking at a subject. When we return, we'll be talking with Reggie Harvey on more of his perspective on love bombing, which I find very interesting. Later on in the show, Arnold Smith, creator of the Connection app, will be joining us by phone. He'll be talking about love bombing versus real love and connectivity with people as well as with couples. We're also going to be supplying some solutions here. You know, we're not just talking about the problems on the show. We're talking about the solutions, and we're going to help you to look at that too and to be able to spot love bombing before it happens to you. And if it has happened to you, how to not have it happen again? Why waste our time with that in our life? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. However, once we have the knowledge, we are given the power to overcome the situation. And so we're going to give that information to you throughout this show so you see the cycle, so you understand the signs of being love bombed and when it's happening to you. So we have a lot of stuff to share today, a lot of stuff coming up on this show, and we'll be back in just a few moments to talk about that, to talk about the idolization, the devaluation, and the discard, and live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, we'll be back this time. We'll be back talking about love bombing and as it is a psychological manipulation. And we'll be back this time in just two shakes.
Why is your relationship like an ice cream cone on a hot day? Hi, I'm Arnold Smith from the Connection app for couples. Your relationship, like an ice cream cone, requires constant attention in order to avoid a sticky mess. Ignore it for a little while, and you have a little mess to clean up. Ignore it too long, and there may be nothing left when you finally get back to it. But the kind of attention is also important. Imagine if you licked your cone just on one side. You'd still get a sticky mess. The Connection app for couples will help you give your relationship the right kind of attention by developing the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can have that honeymoon feeling forever and avoid sticky messes. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection apps will make your partner happy. Full contest details in-app. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other Connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From being a part of you.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Here we are today talking about love bombing. We're talking about what love bombing is and how love bombing originated. So we'll be talking about that today. We'll be talking about the difference between love bombing and true love. And one of the things about love bombing is that it's not love because it's a cycle. It's a pattern of idealization, devaluation, discard. Because what they're doing as they're love bombing you and giving you all this love and all this stuff and all these emotions, you're beginning to feel this bond immediately, but the bond itself is not really genuine. And eventually the devaluation situation is going to happen, and that's going to cause a great problem because you weren't expecting that. You thought this was a love phase and it was going to continue. Well, unfortunately, with real love, it obviously doesn't go away. There's no devaluation. But with the love bombing, this was used as a manipulation tactic to eventually control you, and it's used by a lot of narcissists worldwide for that information right there to get the information they want out of you, to get the secrets out of you, and to start basically using that against you. Right before the break, we were talking with Reggie Harvey about his perspective. You know, Reggie, I thought that was interesting because what you said right before the break, you know, kind of go on and repeat that again for folks that are listening, that very last comment, because I think that was really powerful.
Well, like I was saying, communication style has a lot to do with this, and we set ourselves up because if we are being attacked or manipulated, it's usually us who give the attacker the tools to attack.
Mm-hmm.
We divulge information that is none of the other party's business. I don't know why we do it. I think it has something to do with wanting to establish a shared experience, maybe. Or maybe to get some acknowledgement by the other party that the choices we made were logical or reasonable, given the circumstance. But the point is, we still talk too much. Loose lips sink ships, as the old cliche says. And you don't have to empower the person or give away your power mm-hmm. to the other person by divulging information that really is none of their business. It's personal. Until you've actually developed a relationship because of experience over time, they don't need to know that. You have to earn the right to that kind of data. But we freely give it away all the time by the way we respond. And as I was saying yesterday, someone asked me if I were originally from Dallas. And I know that they wanted me to tell them where I came from and why I moved here and all this other kind of stuff. But they asked me, are you originally from Dallas? And I just simply answered no. And I wanted to see if they were going to ask me the correct question. They let the conversation die right then. And I just sort of chuckled to myself because I knew we were going to be exploring this conversation today. And I thought, this happens to us all the time. And in that case, it was an innocent question, but it was the way that the conversation was being posed that opened the door for me to choose how much information I was going to share with this total stranger. You mentioned that the concept of love bombing is rooted in religious cults, but it can also play into family relationships. I remember that I grew up with an aunt by marriage who perpetrated a ruse to our entire family for 20 years. Every year she would order a new Eldorado, and they lived in Los Angeles. They'd take the train to Detroit to pick up the car, and then they made a tour through the United States to all the family members so she could show off her car and take everybody to dinner. And somehow she'd always interlace into the conversation that she worked for the Los Angeles Independent School District. Well, years later, I was to find out that, yes, she did work for the Los Angeles Independent School District, but she wasn't an administrator. She was a cook at an elementary school. So I can tell you a little bit more about how that story ended. But that was an example of love bombing.
Yeah, that is an example of love bombing. So, yeah, so we'll be back this time, and Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back in just a few.
Better.
That's not right.
That look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen, so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses.
With John Hunt.
Here's the latest in the escalating trade war between the United States and China. President Donald Trump says products coming from China that were slated to be hit with a 10% tariff on September 1st now will face a 15% tariff. Trump also said goods and products currently being taxed at 25% now will be taxed at 30% starting October 1st. Trump's comments came after China said it would pursue new tariffs of 5 to 10% on $75 billion of U.S. products. The tariffs would take place in two steps, just as the U.S. said it would do earlier this month in a imposing the 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. The rising tensions between the world's two biggest economies unnerved investors already on edge. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 623 points as companies and business groups urged the two countries to get back to the negotiating table. Remember, you can listen online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're discussing love bombing. What is love bombing? How and where love bombing originated? We talked about that a little bit earlier in the show. And how that there's a major difference between love bombing and true love. You know, Reggie, I don't want to leave everybody on a cliffhanger what we were talking about. You were telling the story. I want you to finish that story up before we move on, because now I'm waiting to hear what happened.
Well, let me start at the end and go back. What I learned is that my aunt, for whatever reason, had never really felt as though she was part of the family. And her ruse was rooted in a desire to build power. And for whatever reason, she decided to create this image that she was a super powerful educational executive with the Los Angeles Independent School District, and the El Dorado was a symbol of her wealth and prosperity. Because in the 60s and 70s, not a lot of people bought a lot of Cadillacs. I mean, they really didn't. And it was a very class-conscious thing. And we really weren't in the position as we are now, where there are BMWs and Mercedes and all that kind of stuff. Those were exotic cars. So the Eldorado convertible coupe was the thing. You had one of those, you were a movie star or something like that. So in 1962, and I'm 7 years old, and she'd roll up in this gold car. I thought it was a cool car, but I really didn't attach any more importance to it. But that was her motivation that I was to learn years later. I also didn't realize that all my other cousins that experienced this in different states had the same experience as I did. We finally figured that out 20 years later at one of my uncle's funerals. My aunt, who did all this, was married to my father's oldest brother, but the funeral we attended was for my father's youngest brother. And we had assembled at his home after the services. And Aunt Gracie was holding court, being the subject of everybody's adulation and expressing her success in her career. And my mother was napping in the room and woke up and just said, "Gracie, stop lying to those children. You know that you are only a cook at an elementary school, and you're not even the head cook." Now, she did work for the Los Angeles Independent School District, but for the past 20, 30 years, she had been a cook at the same elementary school. And there's nothing wrong with being a cook. But why she needed to perpetrate this whole other life to the family, we never really understood. Nobody ever questioned her. She was married to the favorite uncle in the family. We figured if she was a good enough choice for him, that she was good for us too. But her own insecurities empowered her to feel as though she needed to do this. We never saw Aunt Gracie again. She got up and ran out of the room in embarrassment. And I never really thought about it until years later. I thought, you know, people do these crazy things either because they think it's necessary for them. Now, I didn't realize this was, I think, a form of love bombing, in that she needed to create this situation so that all the children, all the youngsters, would see her as this powerful woman in the family and give her adulation whenever she rolled in with her new car every two years. People perpetrate that same situation now by leasing, living beyond their means. You know, most people do not really have the means to buy a $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 car, but they can lease it for $800 a month and pretend. I don't know why that's important. The car gets you from point A to point B. There's another form of love bombing that I've discovered, and that is when we try to help someone or try to rescue someone, and we confuse the two terms of help and rescue. We can have someone's best interests at heart, but the manner in which we go about it can actually cause them harm, because we want them to give us accolades for being wise and having their interests at heart and all of that kind of thing. I made that mistake a couple of times. And I didn't understand why the person I was trying to help didn't feel grateful for my intention. And then I realized later that although I really did have good intentions, I didn't understand that the person I was trying to help wasn't really ready to receive help from anyone. And I was forcing my vision and impression on the quality of their life onto them rather than respect their own vision. Mm-hmm. So we can be a party to this love bombing ourselves, and that's probably the deepest lesson that I've learned from this conversation today. I don't know what you think about that.
Very, very true, Reggie, and I love your perspective. And it's very deep because we can all be part of this. We can all create this, you know. And a lot of times with the love bombing, it's not only, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, who is more prone to be this? Who is more prone to get the love bombing? Well, you know, think about it. We've had some comments made online right now. You know, the empath is more maybe having the chance to get that love bombing, but I think more of it's the codependent, you know, when we're codependent, right?
Yes, I think you hit the nail on the head. And again, that's an example of having the correct labeling in order to foster a cogent conversation is important. So, yeah, codependency is rooted into this or woven into this tapestry all over the place.
And you know, narcissists, like, think about it. A lot of you out there say, okay, who are more likely to use love bombing as a tactic? Well, it's somebody that wants to control you, someone that wants to manipulate you, someone that's trying to gain your confidence and trust, right? But remember, you know, we don't realize it at the time, but this will become, when we fall prey to this, we become their supply. Okay, so I want you to really think about this because this is inherently important. And it's something that you want to remember because it's going to feel good, but I want you to remember two things. One, there's going to be a lot of attention in a very short period of time. Two, there's going to be pressure to take the relationship to the next level. It's going to be a whirlwind romance. So right now, join us via phone. Arnold Smith. Arnold Smith is the creator of the Connection app, bringing couples closer together to really connect with that love quotient. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about when I'm talking with Arnold is more about love and real love and really connecting with that unconditional love. Arnold, great to have you on the air. How you doing? Doing great. You know, we've been talking about love bombing versus real love. And we really, you know, we've been talking about really the concept of love bombing. We've been talking about the symptoms of love bombing. Are you familiar with love bombing? Have you ever been love bombed in your life? Do you want to be love bombed?
John David Wells. There are people reeling in Parkland this very day. The Valentine's Day rampage at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School killed 17 people. Nicholas Cruz walked through the school shooting people. And as you might expect, there were some 15 students that hired a lawyer, and the lawyer went looking for some accountability. Judge Beth Bloom dismissed the lawsuit that would have been the instrument of that accountability, and also the entire chance that someone would be held responsible beyond Nicholas Cruz for what has been mandated government policy that does indeed pierce the shield of negligence. My opinion. In case you just joined us, Christopher Budrum is a lawyer representing 15 Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School students. A federal judge ruled that law enforcement and school officials had no legal duty to protect students during a Valentine's Day rampage at the school that left 17 people dead. This is, as we speak, the law of the land now. The ruling came as a new report separately revealed school officials rewound a school surveillance video as the massacre unfolded, confusing police officers trying to track down the suspected shooter, Nicholas Cruz. That doesn't make any difference. The circumstances leading up to this decision by this judge are really relatively moot. The problem comes after the judge makes this decision. What do you mean? Police don't have any constitutional duty to protect students in the middle of a school shooting, an active shooter situation at their school. That is baloney. Budrum argued that the students deserve protection under the 14th Amendment right to due process, citing a clearly established right to be free from deliberate indifference to substantial known risks and threats of injury. It's not like this stuff doesn't happen. Every time this happens, the mainstream media pulls out their anti-gun playbook and starts pounding on everyone about the fact that, my God, guns should be illegal. Well, guns aren't illegal. They're not going to be illegal ever. What does it mean? It means there better be somebody in that dang school that will defend those kids. And if police and school officials are not constitutionally bound, duty-wise, to protect those kids, then we need to send our kids other places. We need to send our kids someplace where they're going to be safe, where a mandated school system, mandated by the government, has to live with the fact that they are also mandated to protect those students. The only parents who do not conform to the absolute demand by the state to send their kids to school are homeschooling parents. And as we have this conversation, homeschooling parents are deliberately discriminated against by the members of the school community, the school industry, if you will. It's not just the school system, it's the colleges, even the military has a bias against homeschooled kids. Why? Seems to me that the only kids that are going to be anywhere close to the kind of patriots necessary to be in the United States military are being educated at home, not being educated at public schools. Further, the government demanded that all schools, all public schools in the United States, be free from guns. It was a law that was passed during the Clinton administration, sponsored by former Vice President Joe Biden. All schools should be gun-free zones. Nicholas Cruz did not get the message. 17 are dead. And your school and your child in that school has no protection today because nobody's responsible. Further, since the police have no current constitutional duty, no legal duty, to protect students during an active shooting situation, what would happen to a police officer that says, I don't care whether I have a constitutionally mandated duty or not, I'm going to go save those kids. Walks into the store, walks into the school, finds the gunman, shoots him dead. Does he open himself up to liability?
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
If we
turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about love bombing. What love bombing is, it's psychological manipulation, psychological warfare. That's what it is. It's when someone's trying to gain your confidence and trust, right? And they're trying to kind of get the information out of you. So if I was going to be like love bombing you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be giving you gifts. I'm going to shower you with attention. I'm going to give you all kinds of compliments. I'm going to tell you how great you are. Warm and fuzzy, hugs, kisses. But then eventually, what am I going to do? Yep, you know it. I am going to devalue you, just like what Arnold was talking about earlier, and just like what Reggie was talking about earlier. This goes in a cycle, okay? It's not real love, because real love kind of just stays solid, right? It's solid like a rock. That's what unconditional love is. It doesn't waver because of something you did or didn't do. It's not wavering because of conditions. It's not a conditional love. It's something completely different, okay? Real love doesn't put you on a pedestal, which is not real in the first place. Contribute to that, doesn't do that, and then it doesn't devalue you, tell you how horrible you are, uses gaslighting. We've talked about gaslighting a bit on some of the shows, and gaslighting is, you know, creating lies about you, making you feel bad about yourself, and then just repeating them long enough so that you believe them. And then eventually what happens with the devaluation is that the person that's love bombing you decides that it's time to discard you because you are no longer needed anymore. Now, what can happen with some of these cycles? And some of you might be saying, well, Ashley, I've rinsed and repeated this many times. I was put on a pedestal, devalued, discarded, put back on that pedestal. But on the second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, the trip to the pedestal only lasted for maybe 24 hours. So in the very beginning, the pedestal might have lasted for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, however long. And then now the pedestal time is only down to a small, small, small amount of time. And that's what takes place. So real quick, before the end of the show, I want to just talk about a little bit of the differences between real love and fake love. Fake love is love bombing. Okay, real quick. The first thing is that real love doesn't change. It's not conditional. It's not based on my conditions. It's not saying, well, if you didn't do this for me, if you didn't do this, then I don't love you anymore. Another thing about real love is that it takes time. I can't just love you overnight. Now, I love everybody at a soul level, but I'm not going to sit there and tell you I love you in a couple of days or a couple of weeks. It's going to take time. You want somebody to take the time to actually be honest and say, hey, I really love you and I care about you, because otherwise it's not real. It's BS. It's not real. And one of the other things, too, different from love is that real love and love bomb is, if I'm really loving you, I'm going to give you some space. I'm going to give you some breathing room, because you're another human being, too, and you have the right to have your own life, too. See, when I'm love bombing you, what I'm going to do is I'm not going to give you any space. I'm going to be in constant contact with you, okay? I'm going to be texting you. I'm going to be calling you. I'm going to be instant messaging you. I'm going to be posting up on Facebook about you and I. I'm going to be doing all this stuff all day long when I'm supposed to be at work, okay? And then I'm not going to waste one moment. I'm going to be right with you. And we had some questions online asking, could there be a positive love bombing? Well, yes, there can. So there is some people out there that just love bomb and never devalue, and that's okay. But that can get really smothering. That can get really old and really smothering real quick, because, I mean, I know it's nice to have a lot of attention, but, I mean, come on. Do you want somebody's attention 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? I mean, if you do, that's great. There is some positive love bombing. So the positive love bombing would be that they never devalue. They never devalue, they never discard. Okay, so that's to answer that question. However, when we go back to what real love is, it's not about the gifts, right? It's not about a honeymoon stage and that ends. And one of the biggest things that I find about real love is that if I really love you, I'm not going to ask you a bunch of probing questions. You know, like what Reggie was talking about earlier in the second segment, he was talking about those probing questions. I'm not going to ask you probing questions to later on use your answers to directly manipulate you. I'm not going to do that because I really love you. Now, if I was love bombing you, one of the reasons behind my love bombing would be based on the fact that I'm going to get information, extrapolate information from you to get more knowledge on you, so later on down the road I can use that knowledge to destroy you. And I know that sounds really scary, but it's true. And so I want you to really recognize, if you've got somebody coming up really quick, telling you they love you really quick, trying to get you to believe in the sacred soulmate, the twin flame story, really kind of wake up to that. I know we want to feel that in our life and we want to have that, but wake up to that just a little bit to know that situation. So anyway, I hope the show has helped you. And I hope that you will tune in next week at the same time, 1 o'clock here, Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, for Live Your True Life Perspectives. We have a great show for you coming up next week. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back this time in 3 shakes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.